Bezos Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Kuf Lamed Beis in Masechet Shabbos. It is the 194th daf in Shas, our favorite night of learning with the young budding Talmidim in Ramat Beit Shemesh. The Gemara that we're going to be discussing today, actually today's daf is not too difficult of a daf. We're going to be discussing the notion of Rabbi Eliezer de Mila about Machshirei Mila being Doche Shabbos. And previously we discussed that Rabbi Eliezer had said on Kuf Lamed Aleph, we had learned that Rabbi Eliezer said that many other things are also Doche Shabbos as well. The Rabbanan disagree with that. So let's pick up two lines from the bottom where the Gemara picks up. Continues this discussion. Omer Mar Mila v'chol machshirel doichen es a Shabbos div Rebbe Eliezer. That Mila and all of its machshirim are doiche Shabbos. Minala the Rebbe Eliezer. How does Rebbe Eliezer know this? Imikulu gomar. If he's going to learn out from one of the things that we had in yesterday's daf, who could throw out something that we have on, let's say, daf good sukkah, that you would be allowed to cut down wood from the sukkah. Imikulu gomar kedarmina then. Then we said in the previous daf that all of the other things have a tzad chamur. Like for example, let's take one of the last things that Gemara mentioned, the blowing of the shofar on Yovel. So that is to let the avodim go out. So that has a tzad chamur. So we wouldn't be able to learn out. Va'od malahanach shekeinim over zmana. And also the other things, if you're not going to do it now, you're not going to be able to mekayim the mitzvah. So if you don't cut the lulav off right now, so then in such a case you won't be able to mekayim the mitzvah. In contrast to Mila, so if you don't do it on Shabbos, you'll do it on Sunday. Ela haynu time to Rebbe Eliezer, so we can't learn out from the other things. Da'amakra, but there's another pasuk. Uvayoyim hashmini yimol. Bisar Losai, Vafil Bishavis, the Hashmini, the eighth day means to emphasize any eighth day, even if the eighth day is Shabbos. Velichtov Rahmana Bemila Velesia Hanach Veligmar Mine. The Gemara asks, but wait a second, we spend the whole daf discussing that when it comes to all of the other things like Sukkah, Shofar, and Lulav, that those things are also Deicha Shabbos according to Rebbe Eliezer. So why do we need psukim and all those things? We have psukim. Why do we need psukim? We should just say that if by Mila it's Doicha Shabbos, certainly those things that are of our zmana, says the Gemara. Mishum Dikla Mifra, you could ask Mala Mila, Shekei Nichrasu Aleh Shloish Esrei Brises. There are 13 Brises that were said to Avraham Avinu in Bereshis Yud Zayin, as Rashi explains. So since it said it has specifically a unique component of a bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Zera of Avram, so maybe that, because of its chashivus, it's Doiche Shabbos. Obviously, in Machshava, these Shloish Esrei Brises mean a lot, but in Daf Yomi, you can't really elaborate too much. So let's continue on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ad kan lo pligi rabon aleo, ela b'machshirei mila. Aval Mila Gufa Divrei Kol Doicha Shabbos. What we've been learning in the last two dapim has been, what's the name of our perek? Rebbe Eliezer de Mila. So up until now we've been discussing the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. Now there is a opinion that disagrees with Rebbe Eliezer. Who opinion? Opinions. The Chachamim. Sometimes the Chachamim disagree. Not always do all Chachamim think the same way. So here Rebbe Eliezer disagrees with the Chachamim. So most of the Chacham disagree with Rebbe Eliezer. However, that disagreement that they hold that Machshirei Mila is not Doicha Shabbos, but that idea Machshirei Mila is not Doicha Shabbos is only talking about what? It's talking about Machshirei. But Mila of itself, of course, is going to be Doicha. Ad kan lo pligi rabban el Machshirei Mila. Avo Mila gufa, divrei hakol Doicha Shabbos, minolan. How do we learn that out? Amar Ula suggested halacha. What does it mean when it says halacha? So this is why it's good to learn with 12, 13, 14-year-old young men, to teach them these basic things that come out of the daf, even if you don't remember the entire daf. And that is that you should know in Shas, when you see halacha, most of the time, it means halacha l'moshe misinai. that he suggests halacha moshe misinim. Chenam Rabbi Yitzchak halacha, and Rabbi Yitzchak also says it's halacha moshe misinim.
However, the Gemara says it can't be meisive.
You can't say that Tzarech HaShabbos is halacha moshe misinim. Minayin lepikuach nefesh shedoiches haShabbos. How do we know that the case of pikuach nefesh is doiches haShabbos?
What does that mean? Pikuach nefesh is doiches haShabbos. Who can tell me what that means? A very important rule. What does it mean? Just spell out the rule.
Yeah, go ahead.
Usher, yeah.
What do you mean?
There is something like that, that's but here we're talking about pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh meaning
like
that
if from fire,
that's to save somebody, you're allowed to do a malacha d'oraisa to save somebody. Not pikuach nefesh because of Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azar yomer ma milashi achas mevar shel adam doiches haShabbos. Just like Mila, which is one of the Evarim, is Doicha Shabbos, Kal v'chomer l'pikuach nefesh Doicha Shabbos.
To be Mekayim one Eva, from here you see that it's almost like you're giving chiyus to the person, giving chiyus to the Eva by doing the Mila. So if you're giving chiyus to one Eva, that's Mutar, it's Doicha Shabbos. So certainly when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, that would be Doicha Shabbos. Kal v'chomer l'pikuach nefesh Doicha Shabbos.
So Gemara says, and if you're going to say that this idea that Mila's doicha Shabbos halacha l'moshe misinai, kal v'chomer mehalacha miasi, can you learn a kal v'chomer from a halacha? Halacha l'moshe misinai says there's no logic to it, but Kadosh Baruch Hu said Moshe Rabbeinu, your tefillin is black. Is there any reason for it? No one knows why the tefillin is black and not neon pink. No one knows why. It's halacha l'moshe Misinai. Not because girls. No, that's not why. It's not because they, people only wear black hats that the tefillin is black. The only reason tefillin are black is because it's halacha l'moshe misinai. So if that's so, so the Gemara says, Vahatanya, but didn't we learn, Amar loy Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Akiva, Etzem Kisa'ira. We see that whenever there's halacha l'moshe misinai, we're going to see from the halacha of Etzem Kisa'ira, then you can't learn a kal v'chomer. Etzem kisarim mitame halacha. The fact that an etzem, a bone, the size of a barley bean is mitame is halacha moshe misinai. Vervi is dam kal v'chomer. V'ein don, and we learn how the revi is dam kal v'chomer. And they asked on this. V'ein don in kal v'chomer mehalacha. So we see that just like over there they said, you can't learn how the revi is dam from a kal v'chomer from etzem kisarim. Something. If the etzem is so small of the soira, the etzem is so small as far as metame, dam or ravi is like the size of the coke can that Yosef is drinking. So certainly, okay, so that's not our inyan right now. You have to look that up as you see in the side Pesachim, Pe'alef, Amabez, Nazir, Nunzayin, etc., etc. So, but you ain't done in Kavachom Halacha. We're bringing this down simply because ain't done in Kavachom Halacha. Ella, so then we're stuck.
So what are we looking for, Rabosai? Where do we know the most important rule of this perek? And that is, how it, do we know that Mila is Doicha Shabbos? That's our kasha. Elam Rabbi Elazar, Asya, Ois, Ois. We learn Exer Shabba of Ois, Ois. Let's take a look at Rashi. Asya, Ois, Ois. The Shabbos, Ksivu, Ki, Ois. The Shabbos is called Ois. So too, when Shabbos offer, ask the Mara, Ela Me'ata, tefillin, Yitzibba and Ois Litchi Shabbos. So we know that's not true. We don't put on tefillin on Shabbos. Ela, so we can't accept that. Ela Asya Bris, Godol, Yitzibba Bris. So Ela Asya Bris. We learn how to say Shabbos Bris. So what's that? So Rashi spells out Ahuda Ois Ois Lenem Rabbi Sinai. Vein adam don zer shav ba'asma el hach de bris nemer besinai u b'shabes k'siv bris l'doris seichem bris olam. So there it says that it's a bris that you're supposed to do it. So Gemara answers bris gadol k'siv bei bris litchi Shabbos, but that's only by a bris gadol, a bris by a someone who's more than 13, because he's one who's chayiv in Shabbos. But what about a katan? Which of course is most of our brisos, right? El asya doiris doiris. Rather, we learn out doiris doiris. What does that mean? Doiris b'shabes ksiv. Rashi says l'doris sabrisalok. Uba milas katan ksiv. Uben shmonis yamim mal calls off other doris. So we learn out doiris doiris. Okay, so that's one approach in the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, since it's the Chsiv Bei Doris Litchi Shabbos, as Yosef had suggested that we're talking about doing
making the tzitzis on Shabbos. So that shows that it's a kasha in the Makar of Doiros to tell us that it's Docha Shabbos. Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchak, done in Ois Bris, the Doiros me Ois Bris. We learn Ois Bris, the Doiros from Ois Bris. The Doiros lafuki hanich dechad. Chadu dechsiv bohen. So we're coming to exclude one thing. In other words, we're judging the Gzeirah Shavah of either Ois, Bris, and Doiros from each other. But that's coming to exclude that you don't do the other one. What does it mean it comes to exclude you don't do the other one? That don't say Doiros will tell you also Tzitzis, because you also have Bris, and Bris will not include Tzitzis, period. So that's one Mekar. So at the end of the day, if you learn out from all three things, and you'll never have the kasha of Malahana. Asks the Gemara, the Gemara gives us a different shita. For Rabbi Yochanan, you put a big period after the Siv Bahen. For Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Kra Bayoim Afilu B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan says, Bayoim, that since the Torah says, Bayoim Ashmini Mal Besar Losai, it's coming to tell you, even Shabbos. Amale, Rishag Rabbi Yochanan, Rishag said to Rabbi Yochanan, El Miatech is Mechusre Kapara. Who knows what Mechusre Kapara is?
They bring a carbon,
right? Zav, Zava, Yoledes, Mitzor also. So all them that already have brought their, they have already gone undergone Tahara, but they haven't brought their carbon. So El Mat Mechusre Kapara Ksubu Beyoyim Hachinami Dedochu Shabbos. Maybe it should also be Doicha Shabbos, and you should be able to bring a carbon on Shabbos, and the halacha is very good. Yosef recalls that a carbon yachid is not brought on Shabbos. Answer the Gemara, Humi Boile Bayoim Veloy Belaila. No,
you wouldn't have said that
because Xeris Akosa Bayoim Bayoim Ashmini Malabasar Lasai at this stage of the Gemara tells us, even on Shabbos, Bayoim, every single day, on that day. However, when it comes to Mechusar Kapar, where it also says Bayoim, there it's coming to tell us Bayoim Veloy Belaila that the carbon yachid can't be brought at night. Ask the Gemara, but if that's so, Hainami Boile Bayoim Veloy Belaila, don't we need also that pasuk to tell us, not Bayom Hashmini to tell you Shabbos, but to tell you that Mila could only be done during the day, and we don't do Mila at night. So that's a question, what's the Makar at the end of the day? But we don't. Ahumi ben Shmonis Yom Nafka, or we learn it out from ben Shmonas Yomim. Yomim Dafka, Hainami Bibayoim. Savois and Nafka. So Gemara asks that it should say, but you should learn out also by Yoim Tzavosai, that you don't need by Yoim by Mechusar Kippurim. I would have thought that when it comes to Mechusar Kippurim, maybe still you should be able to bring it right. That the Torah says has a leniency when it comes to Mechusar Kapparim. What type of carbon do you bring? So there are many, many different types of carbonos to bring. An usher brings one type, and a dal brings another. So Balaila Nami Lacy, so by night also you should bring it. Kamash Malan, the chiddush is that even though we're lenient to allow for a carbon dalas, but we're not lenient to bring it at night. So at the end of the day, we still have Rabbi Yochanan's second Makar. Who knows Rabbi Yochanan's second Makar is? Bayoy Mashmini. Bayoy Mashmini. Ask the Gemara, Maskul Ravina, El Me'ata, according to this, Yehei Zahar Kosher Ben. If that would be so, and we say that when it comes to Mechusar Kippurim, we allow all these leniencies, so let's even have more leniencies. Let us say that a Zahar should be able to do that Avodah. Because we see you're so lenient. And if you had a Havamina, it would be so lenient that you could even bring it at night. The boys asked how to translate lenient. So that the Yesh Kula, that there's a leniency. Kula is a leniency. So that there is a Kula over here to say that you'd be able to, we had a Havamina, you'd be able to bring a Mechusar Kippurim at night. And for that reason, there's no superfluous Pasuk. Like when it comes to Mila. So if we would have such a Kula, because we see that's brought Pedalos, so maybe even allow a Zohar. Maskev La Ravina, we're about 8 lines up before the wide. First word on the word is on the line is Ravina. Maskev La Ravina, El Me'ata Ye Zohar Kosher Ben, V'ye Oinin Kosher Ben. The Zohar should be able to do it, and the Oinin should be able to do it. Hahadre Kra. But the Torah answers the Gemara. The Torah goes out of its way to tell us no. And Rashi tells us where we have those gzeres hakasav. We do have a kula by mechusrei kapara, but that's not going to affect our limud from mila. Period. Another big period. Another makar for how we know what are we searching for, Rabosai? Milan Shabbos.
Right,
and we have different Amorim giving different shitas. Rav Acha bar Yankiv Omar, we're seven lines before the wide. Rav Acha bar Yankiv Omar, Omar Kros, Shmini, Shmini. The Torah says, Shmini. What is he saying? Take a look at Rashi on the second wide line. Shmini emphasizes Koshu Shmini. Any type of Shmini day, afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, "Hi Shmini, mi boy le'le miyute Shvi." Maybe it's coming to Dallas Pashup Shah, not to bring it, not to do it on the seventh. Says the Gemara, "No, Shvi already. There's another pasuk, mi ben Shmainas Yom Nafka." Ask the Gemara, "Vakat mi boy le'chal miyute Shvi v'chal miyute Chi." But maybe you need both those. So can one to tell you not to do the meal on the 7th, and the other tell you not to do it on the 9th. Says the Gemara, and I would tell you why you need two different psukim. Because I would have thought, oh, by the way, what does it mean 7th and the 9th? 7th and the 9th, as the 7th and 9th falls out on Shabbos. So I would have had Avamina, that when it Avamina Shviu, the Lomati Zamne, Avo Mishmini Ve'elech Zmanehu, it's a time of Mila, maybe we'd say it's Docha Shabbos, right? This is important halacha, that the only time we do a bris on Shabbos is if it's Mamish the 8th day. Ela, so it's not a good teretz, Mechaverta Kid Rabbi Yochanan, we go back to Rabbi Yochanan's drasha that we had.
No,
15 lines up at the end of the line for Rabbi Yochanan and Omar. There we said this by Yoy. We continue on the end of the first wide line. Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yochanan, who do like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. We learned in a Braisa, like Rabbi Yochanan and not like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Shmini Yimol Afil B'Shabbos. That says on Shmini you do the Mila, even on Shabbos. Umani Mekayim. And now the Gemara elaborates with the Drasha. Michale Mos Yumos. B'Shar Melachos Chutz Mimila. That the Torah says Michale Mos Yumos, it's only talking about what? Only other Melachos except for Mila. Asks the Braisa, oh, Eino Ela Afilu Mila. Maybe you would say even Mila. Umani Mekayim. So what is the Pasuk Shmini Yimol? Then you need the pasuk afilu b'shabbos. Okay, you put a period. Now the Gemara is going to analyze this brisa, where the Gemara is the brisa said from mechale mos yumos, you would add a hav amina that includes mila kamash malon na. Amar Rava, hay tana meikara maika nichale ula b'soif maika kashle. What does the Tana say? I'm going to learn out from Shmini Yimol. And then say, but what about Michale Amos Yumas? What was the Havamina? What was bothering him then later on? Maiko Nichale, Ulubasof Maiko Kashle. Hachi Kamer. Now the Gemara spells out the Braisa. Shmini Yimol, Afilu B'Shabbos. Then the Shmini should do the Mila even on Shabbos. Umani Mikai Michale Amos Yumas. B'Shar Melach is Chutz Mimila. Aye, the Pasuk says Michale Amos Yumas. The Xer Zakos is telling you this as opposed to Mila. Avil Mila Dachya Mai Taima. What's the reason that Mila is Dachya? Asks the Tana. Kal v'choymeru. Says the Gemara, Kal v'choymeru. Uma tzarash adoiches avoida. When it comes to tzaras, that you push away the avoda. Rashi explains, in Dibur HaMaskel, Uma tzaras, that if there's a carbon Pesach that you can't bring for tzaras, you don't cut off the tzaras, and therefore you're not going to be able to bring the carbon Pesach. Va'avoda doiches Shabbos. And we also know that the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash is docha Shabbos. Mila, but nevertheless, Mila docha osa. Mila is docha tzaras, and that is that even if we know that there's tzaras on the Mila, the halach is you do the Mila on the tzaras. Now Shabbos shenitches mepnei avoda. Shabbos that's pushed away by the avoda. In other words, avoda is more chashuv, and the avoda is pushed away by tzaras. Eino din shetei mila dochas. A mila that beats out tzaras certainly will beat out Shabbos because Shabbos is weaker than avoda. That was the kal v'chomer. Uma o eino de ka'amar. And what is the o eino that we said? Hadar Amar, then this Tana was Mesupik.
Umimai the tzaras chamura. How do I know that tzaras is more chamur? Dilma Shabbos chamur. Maybe Shabbos is more chamur. Shekein yesh ba onshim vazaros harbe. It's true that there is one thing that tzaras is doched avoda, and avoda is stronger than Shabbos, etc., etc., etc. But at the end of the day, Shabbos has all the onshin azaros, says the Gemara. So that's why we were misupik. Inami or else we might mishum the chamira tzarasi. Dilma mishum gavru delo chazi. Maybe, how do you know because tzaras is chamur? Maybe it's a different issue. That the reason why is because the gavra can't do the avoda when there is tzaras. Umayim mi mekayim shmini imol chutz mishabbos. Kamalomar bayom afilu b'shabbos. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Mila doches at tzaras. Mila doches tzaras. Bein bizmana, bein shelo bizmana. Pushes off tzaras at all times. Yom Tov, even if it's the 8th day or the 9th day or the 10th day. Yom Tov ein doche elo bizmana bilvad. So when it comes to Yom Tov, the only time Mila is doche Yom Tov is if it's bizmana. You know what I mean? How do we know this? The Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan learned. Yimol b'sar l'sol, you should do Mila on the arla. Va'afal pi sheyesham beheres. Even if there is a negav tzaras, yikos.
Even though it's a
lot. That the Torah tells us in Israel, like we saw, makas chabezim and al to come to tzaras in every case except for mila. Oeno ela afilu mila, or maybe it would come to include mila. Umani mikayim imo b'sar, that you shouldn't do it. So the answer is umani mikayim imo b'sar l'so bizman she'em bo beheres. Tamalomar b'sar va'afal pi she'ei sham. Beheris. The mitzvah is not basar, even if there is a beheris. Period. Amar Rava, Hay Tana Meikara Mai Nichalei Ulebsof Michael Kashle. Again, this Tana had a kash himself. He said, "Oh, Eino El Afilu Mila." He asked on himself. So, what was bothering? What did he think? And then, why did he ask? And then, what? And what did he answer? Hay Tana Meikara Mai Nichalebsof Mai Kashle. Hachi Kamer Yimo Besar Laso. We learn out that what from Yimo Besar Laso that. Afal pishiyesh baheres, bal pishiyesh baheres. Umani mekayim yisham benegat tzaras. I, the Torah says, now it cut off. So we say mishar mekomos. That's in all other instances. Chutz mi mila. Avol mila doiches tzaras. My time. The asir kavuchom. This is what we didn't spell in the brisa. We has a kavuchom. Mas Shabbos chamura. Mila dochos Shabbos, which is called so chamur. Yet mila's dochet tzaras lo boshkein. Certainly mila's dochet tzaras. Umay o eina de kaamar. Ivan, what did he ask? Chader kaamar. He asked himself. Mimay de Shabbos chamira. How do we know that Shabbos is chamir? Dilma tzaras chamir. Maybe tzaras more chamir. Shekein doicha es avoda. Because tzaras, as we saw on the bottom of Amud Aleph, causes us not to bring the carbon pesach. Va'avoda doicha es Shabbos. Avoda causes to be doicha Shabbos. Tamalomar basar ba'afu pishayesh sham beheres. Period. So we have the gzeres hakos of basar to tell us, even though there's a beheres, but nevertheless, yimol besar l'so is to emphasize something. Why do we need the besar? Of course, we know it's on the besar. The answer is it's talking about that unique type of besar. What's that? The beheres. Lishnachrina milu doiche saras my taimo. How do we know that mila is doiche saras? It means that you do mila even if there is saras. My taimo. The osi asay v'docha lo sasay, because you have the mitzvah sasay and mila, that's doicha loy sasay, hishomer b'neged saras. This is a little bit consistent. Well, that Chazal say, anytime says hishomer or pen, that it means a lav. Right? My time the osi asay v'docha lo sasay. My od eno de kamer. What was, I wanted the Tana then say, oh, maybe not. Chader kamer, he asked on himself, emar darmin the osi asay v'docha lo sasay, es lo sasay. When do we say that you have an asay comes along and it's docha lo sasay? Lo sasay greda. That's only if it's an asay going up against the lav. So then it would be pasha that milu would be doicha if it's just the lav of tzaras. But hay asay v'loy sasayu. This is asay and a loy sasay. Says Rashi, what asay and loy sasay? Hishomer loy sasayu. V'lasos k'chol asher yoyru aynu asay. The pasuk says, do exactly how I said when it comes to tzaras. So it's an asay and a laugh together. Hayasev lo sasehu. Umani mikayim imo b'sar loso. Bizman she'en ba beheres. Tamalomar basar. Va'avo pishyesh sham
Baheres, that even if there's a Baheres, period, ask the Gemara, maybe that's only talking about someone who's over the age of Bar Mitzvah, Tenech Gadol Duchsibu, Basar, when it comes to Gadol, maybe only him. So it says Basar, Katanamik Sibbe Basar, Beinani Ninala. But how do we know about a Beinani? What is a Beinani? Without Rashi, we could have very well gotten stuck. But Rashi explains it means he's not 13, but it's no longer the 8th day. 9th day, 2 years old, whatever it might be, that's Beinani. Asya Mibanya, we learn from a combination of both of them. So that's how we know about someone who is a Beinani. Migodolo Asya, you can't learn from a Godolon Shekain Arish Karis, because his onish is karis, right? A 13-year-old that didn't do a mila, he's going to be onish karis. Mikotin loasi shekain mila bismana. That's a mila bismana. Hatsada shavu shereim. What both of them have in common? Shekain imoylin v'doichin es saras. That you have the mila, which is doichin saras. Afkol shen imoylin doichin es saras. So if you already know from an 8-day-old and a 13-year-old, then you'll be able to learn out for a 10-day-old and a 2-year-old. Rav Omar. Rav says, Mila bismana doche lo tzricha kra. We've been looking the whole time for a makar for being mila doche Shabbos. Rava Omar, Rava says there's another makar that the halach is that mila doche tzaras. Rava Omar, mila bismana doche. Rava Omar, mila bismana doche lo tzricha kra. Mikal v'chomer asya. Uma Shabbos de chamira doche. The chamira doche tzaras lo kol shikain. If Shabbos, which is chamur, the halachi is that you milas doche. Certainly, when it comes to tzaras, amale Rav Safra, like Yosef asked, Rav Safra asked the Rava, mimay de Shabbos chamira. How do we know Shabbos is more chamur? Dilma tzaras chamira shikain doche as avoda. As we already the svar that we had earlier, that tzaras causes you not to bring the carbon pesach. Va'avoda doche as Shabbos, and avoda is stronger than Shabbos. Says Gemara, no. Hasel namishim the chamira tzaras. It's not because tzaras is more chamur. El mishum the gavra hu de lo chazi. But it's not because that the tzaras is more chamur. But you're stuck. You can't. He can't do it. Mameli can't do it. Shem the garbu the lo chazi. Amai asked Gemara, what do you mean lo chazi? So let him cut off the baheres. The yikots ba'arosso. The yavot. Says Gemara, it's not going to solve anything. Mechusar tfilahu. He's going to still need to go to the mikvah. Just because a nega is cut off doesn't mean that he's now tar. He still needs to go. He needs to go through the process of tahara. Says Gemara, Teinach Negoim Tmeim. That's only when it comes to Negoim Tmeim. There's also an Isser to cut off Negoim Tahirim. Teinach Negoim Tmeim. Negoim Tahirim Ma'ikal Meimar. What are you going to say? El Amar Avashi. Hey Chamrin Dasi Asay V'Dachalosa Asay. When do we say that the Asay could be Dachalosa Asay could go Mila Bitzaras? The example is Mila Bitzaras. Inami Tzitzis V'Klaim. There, you at the same time, the Gemara is about to say, you're carrying a mitzvah, you're being overlapped. The Be'idna, the Misakar Lav, Kamukim say, Hacha, over here, what do you want to say to this guy? To cut off the Nega in order that he should be able to bring the Karbon Pesach. That's not Be'idna, that's not the same time. Hacha, Be'idna, the Misakar Lav, Lo Kamukim say, it's not the same time. When it comes to the Mila and the Tzaras, it's happening Be'idna. Over here, it's not happening. Bidya. Ask the Gemara, the Rav of Rasafra Tanoihi. This that we said about, or actually, it's a statement. Vaha Rav of Rav Safra Tanoihi. The explanations of Rav and Rav Safra that we gave is a machlokis Tanoim. If you remember, we had Rav's Kal V'Chomer, right? Yeah. The Rav said that it's Mila Bismanas Deichet Saras. The Sanya, we learned that by Sabasar Va'afel Pishiesham Beheres Yimot. There's Basar, even though it's a Beheres, you do Mila. Div Rebbe Yoshua. Rebbe Yoinis and Oimer Eina Tzarech, Shabbos Chamura Zeiche, Tzaras Loikol Shekain. And that's going to match up to the Shita of Rabbah. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Kuf Lamin Bez. Bezer Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic for Daf Kuf Lamin Bez are a review of the basic halachos, some basic halachos, of Mila that takes place in Shabbos. Of course, in Perek Rabbi Eliezer, the Mila, Kuflamin, Kuflamin Aleph, Kuflamin Beis, we've had a long discussion of what parts of Mila are Docha Shabbos. On today's daf, on the top of Kuflamin Beis and Aleph, we have the Xeris HaKosav Bayom Hashmini that tells us that Mila is Docha Shabbos. Of course, Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion, as the Gemara elaborated on Kuf Lamed Aleph, that not only is Mila Docha Shabbos, but even other things called Machshire. For example, the classic case is bringing the knife from a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos to do the Mila. Rabbi Eliezer holds the Machshire Mila, as well as other Machshire Mila are Docha Shabbos. On this Machlokas between Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer and Simon Reish Samachvav, in Yoredeya, in Siv Beis, the Mechaber Paskins, Mila Docha Yom Tifu Shabbos Bizmana, Avol Shalo Bizmana Eina Docha. It is only Docha Mila Bizmana, as we saw in our Gemara. And then, skipping a few lines in the Mechaber says, Al Machshirim Einam Doichim. Kivan Shaya Efshar Lasosim in Bod Yom. Those Machshirim that could, in theory, have been taken care of during the day, for example, in regards to making a sakin or anything like that, or carrying it from one place to another. So then in such a case, a place that's usher to carry on Shabbos, you would not be able to carry the sakin, the mila. And in such a case, one would chas v'chalila be stuck and have to be docha the mila be'onis. However, the mechaber in Sif Hei tells us the following solution if the knife is forgotten. Shachachal v'lo v'ya sakim erev Shabbos, omer la'akum l'hovi sakim b'Shabbos, u'belvat shalo yavi also derech Rishus HaRabim. So you would be allowed to instruct the Gentile if he's not carrying it through Rishus HaRabim, if the knife has been forgotten, but by a Jew, the heter of Machshire Mila that Rabbi Eliezer had suggested, as in the beginning of Perek in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, we do not follow. We follow the opinion of the Chachamim. The Ramah in Siv Beis has an interesting comment, which actually applies very much today, and there are different customs among different Moalim in regards to this issue. The Ramah says, okay, you're allowed to clearly be metaltel the knife of Mila, even though it is Mukta Machmas Chisar and Kis, because of the tzorech of the Mila itself. And that was something that's Iyafshar La'asosa Be'erev Shabbos. In other words, in order to do the Mila, you actually got to carry it. So that is something that's Docha Shabbos. That's a part of the necessity of Mila itself. However, what about afterwards? Says Ramo, Muto L'Tatel L'Izemer La'achar Mila. You're allowed to move the knife after the Mila. What's the Shaila again? After the Mila, if you're not going to another bris, in such a case, we have a problem of it being Muktzah Machmas Chisar and Kis. How could you move the knife afterwards? The Ramah answers this question by saying the following. Afagav Dein Tzarech Lo Od Bosa Shabbos, even though he doesn't need it again that Shabbos, however, since he needs it on that Shabbos, the halacha is that it was never migudis katzoi bebein hashmashos and never become muktzah bein hashmashos, and therefore the halacha is that it is not going to be considered muktzah. There are many, though, who disagree with this Ramah, and there are customs to this day. There is a long and beautiful argument by the Gra. The Be'er Heitev quotes the Taz as well, that disagrees and says that he has a middle position, although he says that you're not allowed to move it all the way like the Ramah had said. The Taz says that you're allowed to move it and find a place in that room to hide it. The Gra argues that even the Heter of Letzarech Gufo Letzarech Mekomo might not apply to an Izemel. So here one needs to have a Masora in this regard. And actually I was looking through my notes. Rav Nevensal did tell me something about this, but I was not able to find it right now. Another halacha that's important in regards to Mila b'Shabbos that we should be aware of is a product of the tension, of course, that on the one hand, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, which is Gzeiras HaKosev, but the Gzeiras HaKosev is telling you to ignore the fact that there is a malacha that's being done, a chabura that's being done. For that reason, the Mechaber says, don't practice mila on Shabbos. In Reish Samach Vav Zayin, he says, Adam shelo mol me'olam lo yimol b'Shabbos. If he never did mila, he should not do mila on Shabbos. Shemi yekalko v'nimtza mechal Shabbos. Lest he not do it properly, and turns out that he would be mechal Shabbos. The Pischei Tshuva points out that mila has two parts to it. One is the cutting, it's called the mila. The other is the priya, where the mo'el brings down the foreskin with his fingers. There's also, of course, mitzitza, which there are many who argue that today that mitzitza should not be done bepeh, but should be done with a tube. All of those things should not be done by someone who is an experienced moa. And that would be, for that reason, vafilu imu aviv, if he's a father who has experience in mila, so then in such a case, he could do it. However, if he didn't have experience as a father, so then in such a case, then he should not be doing the mila as well, even though there's a separate mitzvah for the father. Interestingly, there is a shita of Rebbe Eliezer that's brought in the tour that even goes further. Rebbe Eliezer is of the opinion that even if the father has experience, nevertheless, and the other Rishonim held this way as well, the father should not do the mila because for him, it's a psik resha that's nichale. And he wants a tikkun for his son. In contrast to another moel, he is not doing a malacha that has a positive result for him. Hence, the iser chabura is going to be less. Ultimately, the Shulchan Aruch does not paskin it this way. As the Shach also says, v'lo amrin l'gabi aviv havi psik resha nichole, shere misakin es benoi, and rather we allow the father to do it as well. In regards to carrying on Shabbos, we pointed out that machshirin of Mila cannot be done on Shabbos itself. Rav Nevensal discusses in many ways this brings bearing on the halachos of Erev as well as in Mila in the B'Yitzchak Yikare, Shabbos Kodesh Chelek Beis, page Reish Mem Aleph. Rav Nevensal discusses the shaila as follows. What happens if an individual doesn't carry in the Erev? Is he allowed to have someone else who does carry in the Erev bring his child to the shul? In natural and logical fashion that our Rebbe develops the shaila, he points out that there are three possibilities. Number one, if we're talking about, if you believe that the Erev is really possible, it's not just that there's one shita that's not kosher to. You believe it's possible, then you'd be over lifnei iver, and the mila should not be done, except for where the child is. The moel should arrange before Shabbos to come to the child. If the individual is machmir in regards to this erev, but he understands that there is a shita that permits it, even though mi'ikur d'dina, he feels that that shita is not correct, he is allowed to request someone to do the malacha for him, and he would not be over lifnei iver if that person follows that heter position. This is based on the Psak of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Madura Kama Simin Mem Dalet. Finally, however, if he holds, the Bala Bris holds that this Erev is kosher mi'ikar didina, however, he's choshesh for a das yachid, which is exactly what our great Rebbe Rav Nevensal told me to do, in general, not to carry an Erev, in an Erev in general, clearly to be choshesh for many minority positions. So then in such a case, Rav Nevensal says that the father who has the mitzvah d'oraisa mila should not follow those stringent positions, but rather should can carry the child in such an instance to where the mo'el is, if that's the only way that the mila will be able to take place. Of course, l'chatchil, if they could arrange beforehand, that would be even better. Finally, the last halacha that people are not aware of in regards to mila on Shabbos, And this is becoming more and more common, although the halacha is not as well known. The Gemara tells us that Rabbeinu Chananel in Chagiga Daf Tezayin Amir Aleph describes that even though the Gemara on Tezvav Amir Aleph in Chagiga says that it is possible for a woman to become pregnated from sperm that was in a bath, nevertheless, Rabbeinu Chananel says that it's considered a Maisa Nisim Ve'ena Tmeo Leida She'ena Nikoreba Isha Ki Sazria. We cannot evoke the words Isha Ki Sazria because this is not the normal way for a woman to conceive. Now, for hundreds and hundreds of years, if not thousands of years, this Maisa Nisim of Rabbeinu Chananel seemed a little far-fetched. The Gemara does even at times suggest that there were instances where women became pregnant through such a process. And we didn't understand it. Until Baruch Hashem today, there are fertility procedures that could qualify as Maisa Nisim and is definitely not the normal derech for a woman to become pregnant. Rav Yashiv Zatzal pointed out that based on this Rabbeinu Chananel, what would emerge would be that if you say that Isha Kisazria does not apply. In other words, because it wasn't the normal way for a woman to be Mazria, then there's another halacha that's not going to apply. And that is Kuf Lamed Beis Amar Aleph, two lines from the top, our daf, Uvayom Hashmini Yimol Besar Loso. On the eighth day, the Mila is going to be done, and Chazal Darshim Vayom Hashmini, the top in our Gemara, to tell us that it's Doche Shabbos. Therefore, Rav Yashiv Paskin and people who are in the know follow this. And for that reason, it could be that there's room for a mobile to ask an uncomfortable question. And that is, was the baby conceived due to fertility procedures? Because most Poskim today say that if there was a fertility procedure which caused, obviously we're not talking about where medicine was used, but rather there was a process in which it had taken place outside the conception had taken place, for example, in a test tube, which is more common than people realize today. Baruch Hashem, I had the zchus to work for a fantastic organization, Mechon Pua, that helps many people in this process. So then, in such a case, the Mila would not be Docha Shabbos, according to many poskim. Of course, an appropriate Rav should be consulted. So you put together Kufla Mebeiz Amar Aleph, our daf in Maseches Shabbos, with Rabbeinu Chananel's Yisod in Maseches Chagiga, and what emerges is another fascinating halacha that a person should know about Mila on Shabbos. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Lamed Beis.